Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. Spain has a new prime minister after the incumbent, Mariano Rajoy, became the first leader in Spain's modern history to lose a confidence vote. The socialists brought the censure motion after Mr. Rajoy's People's Party was implicated in a big corruption scandal last month. The man replacing him is the Socialist Party leader, Pedro Sánchez, who will form a new government once sworn in.
First job is to transform and modernise our country, which the Socialist Party has always done when it has governed. And secondly, to attend the pressing social needs of many people who are suffering from inequality.
Before the vote, Mariano Rajoy's government formally accepted a list of cabinet ministers proposed by the separatist politician who'll head Catalonia's regional administration. It opens the way for an end to direct control over Catalonia by Madrid. Chinese police say they've detained more than 500 people suspected of damaging the environment along the country's Yangtze River. The detentions occurred in the first 5 months of this year and involved 150 separate cases. The authorities said they targeted operations including the illegal mining of sand from the river. The UN's chief rapporteur on judicial independence says he's astonished at the state of the Philippine judicial system after the recent ousting of the country's top judge. Diego Garcia Sayan said the removal of Maria Sereno sent a chilling message to other Supreme Court judges. Howard Johnson reports.
Diego Garcia Sayan, a former justice minister of Peru, said the recent ousting of the Philippine chief justice represented a breach of executive powers and sent a chilling message to other Supreme Court judges. He said in his experience, the removal of checks and balances against government interference with the judiciary can lead to authoritarian regimes and human rights abuses. Mr. Garcia Sayan said he had written to the government of the Philippines requesting information about the procedure that led to Mrs. Sereno's removal.
The World Health Organization is calling on governments around the world to do more to prevent what it describes as an epidemic of non-communicable disease. The WHO says illnesses like cancer, heart disease and diabetes account for 41 million deaths a year, more than 70% of premature deaths worldwide. World News from the BBC.